My friends, fear is real. We probably don't have to think very hard about the question, what are you most afraid of? What is it that gets into your soul and makes your knees weak because you're afraid of it? We've all got something, and maybe at different times in our lives as we maybe get a little bit older, the things that we're afraid of change. But here in the gospel today, the disciples, they were afraid. They were scared. Right? They were in the boat, probably not the kind of cruiser that cruisers go out of Galveston on. A little small boat, big storm, a lot of wind, a lot of waves. They're scared. They're afraid. And they cry out in fear. And they see Jesus walking on the water, right? And they see that he's there and they think it's a ghost. And then, of course, that scares them even more. But then Jesus does something tremendous in the gospel, right? He tells them, don't be afraid. It's me, guys. You guys have seen me do some incredible things, right? You've seen me heal the sick. You've seen me give sight to the blind, right? You've seen me at work, so don't be afraid. Those words to us are the words that God says over 300 times in the Bible. He says, don't be afraid. He knows we're scared. He knows that fear is real. He knows that there are things that we should be afraid of and things that somehow we're afraid of anyway that maybe not aren't that scary. But God, several times throughout Scripture, says over and over again, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. I'm here for you. And Jesus does that in the gospel today. The disciples are terrified. They're scared. They're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen. They think they see a ghost on the water. But Jesus says, don't be afraid. Those words should echo in our ears when we get scared. When we get afraid, we should hear the voice of God saying to us, don't be afraid. I'm here for you. When has God ever, in the history of humanity, when has he ever abandoned us? When has he ever not been there for us? He's there time and time and time again. And so when we get scared, when we get afraid, all we have to do is reach out. Put out our hand and say, Lord Jesus, save me. And he'll do exactly what he did for Peter. Reaches down, Peter's sinking in the water, he picks him up and says, it's going to be okay, I got you. I got you. That's what the Lord says to us. When we're afraid, when we're scared, when life gets crazy, when it feels like we got this big storm going around us, God says, I'm here. Don't be afraid. I love you. And as Catholics, we have the special blessing of the Lord reaching out his hand to us in the sacraments. That when we're afraid, when we get scared, when we feel like we can't go on another day, we can come to Mass and we can put out our hands. And the Lord puts himself into our hands and says, I got you. Don't be afraid. When we do something that's so awful and atrocious and we think no one can ever love us again, we can go to confession. And the priest puts out his hand and says that beautiful prayer that wipes our sins away. The priest stands in the person of Christ who says, don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. We have the beautiful sacrament of the sick that for anybody after communion that wants to receive the sacrament of the sick, it's a reminder to us that when we're frail and sick and feeling alone and down, we can receive the sacrament of the sick. But the priest anoints our hands and we have the promise that it's going to be okay. Our Lord says, don't be afraid. Because he gives us hope. He gives us love. He gives us his very self. We're blessed that anytime we feel like Peter and we feel like the winds and the storm is drowning us, we can come to the Lord and say, help me. And he'll say, I'm here. Don't be afraid. Take courage. It is I. When we get scared, when we get afraid, we can always say that prayer. And our God will always tell us what he told us in the gospel today. He's here with us. It's going to be okay. the beginning of Mass, I said I work down in the diocese. My job is that I get to recruit priests and nuns to help serve the church. And so one of the things I would ask you to do, please, is to join me in praying for more vocations. Vocations to the priesthood and the religious life, that men and women will answer the call to serve the Lord. Priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns are our lifeline in a way. To be able to be connected to God, that when things get bad, when they get tough in life, we know that He's with us. Our church needs more men and women to lay down their lives in service to Him. Our church needs more priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to give their lives in service. To be the voice in our lives, to tell us, don't be afraid. To tell us it's going to be okay. They are the ministers that remind us that God is with us. So as we continue our celebration of the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord to give us strength. We ask Him to give us hope. And we ask Him to give us courage. So that when we're afraid, when we're alone, when we feel like we can't go on, our Lord will reach down and grab us and say, it's okay. I'm here for you. Do not be afraid.